In 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King said, "There is power in unity and there's power in numbers." According to the Disgunta, Esserkel, and Hunsinger article, female peers and small work groups enhance women's motivation, verbal participation, and career aspirations in engineering, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2015, there just might be power in female numbers when it comes to STEM. According to this article, advances in STEM areas, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, are extremely important to our nation's economy and future workforce. The article recognizes an increase in the presence of women in these fields as part of the solution. The article focuses on what is known as the leaky pipeline problem. This is the observation that less women enter the STEM areas, and they enter less than men, in addition to more women leaving those fields as compared to men. This study investigates a solution using experimental testing on small groups called microenvironments, specifically in engineering. The small groups are composed of different proportions of gender composition to determine what type of environment will increase those factors that might affect this leaky pipeline, such as motivation and participation. Women participants thought they were participating in a study on group problem solving in engineering. Women who were considered newcomers that comprised a female majority grouping felt less anxious than those in minority groups. There was no apparent effect on anxiety among the advanced students. It is noted that the group's composition affected verbal participation, where females participated more in those groups where there were more females. This was apparent even for those women with seniority. The women with masculine stereotypes regarding engineering who participated in the female minority grouping had less confidence and lowered career aspirations for engineering. In the other two groups, confidence and career aspirations remained high. The data revealed that females working in small groups are shown to enhance women's motivation, verbal participation, and career aspirations in engineering. Women can focus on learning and mastery without the distraction of sex stereotypes. Women can also encourage more participation, to lead to increased confidence. Therefore, it is suggested that by creating these small groups of women in male-dominated fields would be a great way to increase engagement and career aspirations in those areas. In addition, the article also states that this research points to the importance of early intervention during the first years of college, when students are most vulnerable to losing confidence and dropping out of those fields.